Good day, everyone. Time to take a look at our agricultural markets here this morning. Market analyst Tom Lepler joins us when we come back right after this.
Making a lot of hay this spring? During Kubota's preseason hay days, get no payments for 6 months with zero down and 0% APR financing for up to 54 months on new Kubota balers and disc mower conditioners. Or choose huge customer instant rebates. But you'd better hurry on over to your local Kubota hay tools dealer. Preseason deals won't last forever. Now through December 31st, 2015. Call toll free 1-888-465-8268 for details about cost and terms.
Neighbor, if you're in the cattle business in Oklahoma, you need to be a member of the OCA, the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. The organization supports and defends the state and nation's beef cattle industry. Current OCA members invite you to join them in their advocacy efforts to ensure less government intervention, lower taxes, and a better bottom line. Find out more at okcattlemen.org or call the OCA at 405-235-4391. The Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association, the voice of Oklahoma cattle producers.
Welcome back, everyone. Tom Lepler joining us now from Lepler Commodities. And, Tom, let's talk a little bit about livestock futures as we head into the holidays here today. Yesterday looks like livestock mostly higher yesterday.
It sure was, Dave. Yesterday was our fourth straight session of the cattle complex closing with triple-digit gains. Now, the latest factor that helps support cattle futures to the upside is the winter weather that will hit the southern plains. Cash cattle this week has traded between 122 and 124, and that compares to last week's trade of 117. And we also saw the hogs and pig report inventory, breeding, and marketing numbers yesterday. They came in very close to the trade's expectations. Now, keep in mind, the inventory number for hogs and pig was a record number. Now, we also saw choice box beef yesterday with a big surge to the upside, $3.37 higher. Select boxes are up $3.85 on a total movement of 162 loads. Cattle kill estimated at 116,000 head. Cash feeder index was up 11 cents. Now, livestock futures closed today early at 12:15. On the close yesterday, Feb cattle, $2.87 higher. January feeders up $4.42. And Feb lean hogs up 92 cents.
We'll check the grains when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Well, Tom, let's take a look at our grain futures here this morning and, finishing lower across the board yesterday.
We sure did. The wheat, corn, and soybeans, as Dave said, gave up early upside yesterday to close on a negative note. The lack of fresh news allowed the trend to dictate Wednesday's price direction. The wheat and the corn futures yesterday traded very close to their contract lows, and today is an expiration of the January grain options, and the grains closed early today at 12:05. Trading overnight was light and in mixed price direction at the moment. Our March KC wheat is unchanged. March corn down a quarter of a penny. March soybeans holding a penny higher. March cotton is up 16 points. February crude oil is trading 21 cents higher. The March dollar index is down 29 cents, while March Dow Jones futures are 20 points higher.
Tom, how can folks get more information from you?
Dave, they can call us toll-free on the phone or check us on the web, either one by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
All right, Tom, thanks so much for checking in with us today, and you have a great Christmas. We'll talk to you again on Monday. And that's going to wrap it up for us here this morning. For Tom Lepler, I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.